And from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cremery. The bag limit for the sport harvest of deer in Unit 4 in southeast Alaska will remain at 6, one of the most liberal in the state. During its Ketchikan meeting over the weekend, the Board of Game unanimously voted down a proposal that would reduce the bag limit to 4 deer, saying it saw no biological necessity for lowering the harvest. Advocates for the change, however, urged that, given so much ecological uncertainty recently, erring on the side of caution was the more prudent course. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Things have been pretty good for deer hunters in Unit 4 for at least the past decade, as deer populations have rebounded to near carrying capacity for the three major islands comprising the unit, Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof, which are often called the ABC Islands. This is a change from 2006 through 2008, when harsh winters with especially high snowfalls dramatically affected deer populations. Fish and Game beach surveys in the spring of 2007 recorded roughly 4 winter kill deer carcasses per mile of shoreline, and the ABC Islands have many miles of shoreline. Kevin Meyer, who proposed the bag limit reduction, was aware of this history as well as where things stand now. If anything, his proposal was an effort to nudge the Board of Game to think more broadly about changes happening in the ecosystem and to manage southeast Alaska's now abundant deer population with caution.
We're facing incredibly uncertain climate and economic futures, and we owe it to our children and future Alaskans to make conservative decisions. Although I've spent most of the last 20 years in the southeast, I grew up in Washington State, where I watched dramatic fisheries declines happen in my lifetime. I'm in Alaska in no small part because of abundant fishing opportunity, and I'm hopeful you make decisions that help us avoid the disastrous fate of much of our hunting and fishing opportunity in the lower 48.
Meyer sits on the Juneau Fish and Game Advisory Committee, but offered the proposal as an individual. He told the board that he personally would be unaffected by the bag limit reduction since he didn't have a large enough boat to hunt in the ABC Islands. In fact, he said his position on his own proposal was neutral. Unit 4 area management biologist Steve Bethune suggested that many more hunters would also be neutral, as a very small percentage ever filled all 6 tags after the bag limit was raised from 4 to 6 in 2019.
We found that between 2019 and 2021, under this new bag limit, we had an average of 30 non-federally qualified hunters who took 5 deer and 29 non-federally qualified hunters who took 6 deer. And this averages out to about 88 additional deer per year. It's about 1 to 1.5% of the annual harvest.
Non-federally qualified hunter is government speak for sport hunter, or in the case of Unit 4, hunters from Juneau. Every other community on Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichagof Islands is a federally qualified subsistence community. Hunters in these towns, including Hoona, Angoon, and even Sitka, have always been able to take 6 deer and also have an extra month of hunting in January on federal lands. So, in a nutshell, 97% of sport hunters are taking 4 deer or less in Unit 4. Why not make that the bag limit? Possibly because it sends the wrong message to the federal government. This is biologist Steve Bethune again.
The 4 deer bag limit is adequate for most non-federally qualified hunters. However, 6 deer is sustainable and provides an additional opportunity. So it's going to be fully up to you all on the Board of Game to decide if you want to make changes on the state side to try to influence the Federal Subsistence Board.
The Federal Subsistence Board meets at the end of the month in Anchorage and will weigh in on several proposals about deer hunting on the ABC Islands, most notably a proposal that would close several major drainages on Admiralty Island to sport hunting during the month of November, the peak deer hunting season, in order to provide more access for subsistence hunters. In a relationship that is murky at best, the Federal Subsistence Board relies heavily on research from the State Department of Fish and Game, but sets policy based on different priorities. Often, federal and state regulations overlap, but there is always a possibility that they could conflict. Paul Johnson, a well-known hunting guide based out of Chichagof Island, also put in a proposal to cut back the Unit 4 bag limit for deer, but withdrew it when it became clear that the Board of Game was not going to support Meyer's proposal. Unlike Meyer, Johnson did have a horse in the race with a 4-decade career in guiding on the ABC Islands. The board kept Johnson at the testimony table for a few minutes just to hear his opinion on the issue. Johnson didn't disagree with state biologist Steve Bethune. He didn't sense any urgency to lower the bag limit, but he felt the four deer limit was probably more cautious.
I always felt the four deer limit held the test of time. Times have changed. The department has got different concepts of what's happening around. I don't want to interfere. It's above my level. But I can say that Steve's right. It's the winners, you know, that play the biggest role.
Nevertheless, the State Board of Game unanimously voted down the proposal to reduce the sport bag limit for deer on Admiralty, Baranof, and Chichikov Islands. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
And the Alaska Wildlife Alliance submitted 9 proposals aimed at protecting wolves for the Board of Game meeting this month. They all failed. The Alliance is one of the groups petitioning to list the wolves on the Prince of Wales Island as endangered. KRBD's Reagan Miller has more.
Many of the wolf-related proposals on the Board of Game's agenda last week were submitted by the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. That's an environmental group that's had a big hand in trying to add more protections for wolves on Prince of Wales Island. Carol Damberg is the president of the alliance. She says her organization was trying to help navigate what's been a controversial issue, wolf numbers on Prince of Wales.
Our goal was that we felt that it was an opportunity to provide the state and the folks that are on Prince of Wales some tools to be more precautionary in their management of wolves, to make sure that they stay off the endangered species list.
Still, she was hopeful the board would see the merit of a few of the proposals. One of the proposals asked to shorten the length of time that trappers have to report their kill from 7 days to 48 hours. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game backed that proposal, saying it would help keep accurate and timely data available for biologists.
That didn't work for the board, and it didn't work for the folks that were testifying and saying that that was a tough burden to put on them in terms of safety, as well as the communications out there are sketchy.
Damberg also saw promise in a proposal that aimed to increase the target number of wolves on the island. There are ongoing studies into the topic, and she thought that might be a good reason for the proposal.
But that was our opportunity to say, well, in the interim, maybe you should raise it up a little bit to be precautionary in your management until you really know the answers that you hope to get in your analysis.
But several board members said they felt the state was handling the situation well, despite past criticism. That included board member Lynn Kia.
By and large, I think they've got a pretty good handle on this population, and like they said, everything we've got going right now is sustainable.
Members of the public, as well as regional advisory committee members, referenced the proposals throughout 2 days of public comment. Bob Yonke is a member of the Ketchikan Advisory Committee. His organization opposed every proposal from the Alaska Wildlife Alliance. He said he felt like the proposal showed the organization's, quote, true colors.
For one, they are against trapping and hunting of wolves in Southeast. And number two, they have no knowledge of history or what or where wolves come from here.
But in her testimony to the Board of Game, Damberg said it's the opposite.
Although some folks try to tag us as anti-hunting and anti-trapping organization, we are not that at all. Many of our members, including myself, enjoy hunting, fishing, hiking, skiing, and all those fun things that happen in Alaska.
The board did support a wolf-related proposal brought forward by Ketchikan's Fish and Game Advisory Committee. The proposal asked to lengthen the hunting season for wolves. It will now start on September 1st, matching the federal season guidelines. Lengthening the season allows more chances to hunt wolves while already in the field, aside from the regular trapping season. The proposal was supported by the advisory committees in Craig and Klawak, but opposed by the East Prince of Wales group. That's a big reason why Fairbanks-based member Al Burnett was in support.
Generally, I'd want to give that extra portion to the trapping, or to the trapping season portion for the trappers to have. But again, I count, you know, 4 or 5 ACs that are supporting this, and countless or many other individuals, and only one AC opposed to this. So I'm gonna lean towards the ACs and the RAC on this one.
The state's Department of Fish and Game was neutral on the proposal, explaining that only around 6% of wolves are hunted before trapping season begins, so they weren't expecting a huge jump in harvest. Danberg says in the end she was disappointed but not surprised all of the Alliance proposals failed at the meeting.
That's KRBD's Reagan Miller. You're listening to KTO. It's just about 5 o'clock.